Dom?
And I stayed at the same school till I was 14.
All right, which school was that?
And then my mum got me a job to work with the school mistress.
Yes.
And I didn't like her.
No, no.
And I gave a notice in. My mother made me go back and work for her again.
Right.
Well, then I heard that there was somebody else that wanted a job. They was giving me half a crown, more money a week. So I told Mum and I gave me notice in again and worked for them. And they were in the little grocer's shop opposite Effingham Church.
Okay. What work were you doing for the school What work were you doing for the schoolmistress?
Housework.
Yeah.
I've done housework for every job I've had.
It's hard work. So then you went to work for the lady opposite the church? And then you went to work for the next lady opposite?
Yes. And they were Yates, the people were.
Mm.
They had a grocer's and a shop.
Right.
And a sweet shop. And if they weren't there, I used to serve in the shop.
Oh.
Well, till they come back, you know.
Did you like that?
Then they moved and they took over the flats now. By the Effingham Butchers.
Mm.
And that was a big grocer's shop. And they moved there and I went with them. Mm. And the shop itself was all hard
hardware
boards.
On the floor.
And they stained them and I had to polish them.
Oh, dear.
Hands and knees.
Hard work.
Yeah. Mm. But, I mean, you didn't take any notice of things like that. Not in those days.
No.
You just got on with it.
So tell me, when you were a little girl, when you went to school and before you went to school, what was your name before you were married?
Stubble.
All right. Mm.
My dad was a boot repairer in Effingham.
Mm-hmm. Where was his shop?
His photo is in the...
Don't worry, we'll look later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eventually, Mum and Dad, they bought the...
the old forge.
The forge.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to be a pub.
Oh.
My dad was born in there, and he never drank. He signed the pledge.
Mm.
And, what was I going to say? Well, I lived there until I got married.
Right.
I didn't get married till I was 27.
All right.
And... Then the girls came along eventually, after 2 years.
Mm. How many?
Two. The other daughter's up at Leicester.
Oh.
So I don't see her very often.
No.
And
what did your husband do?
Mm?
What did your husband do?
He worked on the building.
Oh.
Because he was in and out of Dol, because in those days they didn't work if it was wet or frosty or anything.
Mm.
But we managed. He was TB.
Oh, right.
And he died when he was 36.
Mm.
And then I had to go to a meeting at the council in Epsom to claim money for myself and the girls.
Mm.
But if I went out to work, they stopped my working money.
Mm. Mm.
But it's better now than what it was.
Mm.
Yes, yeah, much better.
Mm. So where did you live when you got married? Where did you live when you got married?
It's West Yule.
All right.
And then the council found us a house so that my husband could have a room on his own. And, well, then his sister lived here in this house, and they went back up to Durham. Then he wanted to get it back to Eckingley. All his brothers were here, so we moved over here.
Mm. How many brothers did he have?
Huh?
How many brothers did he have?
Oh, four, I think. And a sister. Who was it? Martin, Thomas,
Maggie,
John.
Maggie, Auntie Maggie.
Maggie. Maggie.
Oh, and Maggie, yes. And Ellen.
Ellen, no, I didn't know her.
Oh. But, and of course he went to three different sanatoriums. And he was the other side of Guildford when the war broke out. And they sent him home before they could start anything with him.
Oh, right.
And then my mother died. And my dad had to come and live with me. So there was myself with the two girls and dad all in the one bedroom.
Oh.
Because then I'd got a friend to come and she came and lived with me after my husband died. And she had two children. And the girl slept with her and the boy had to have a room of his own. Well, then the council, when those new council houses were built in Norwood Road, she applied for one of them. So then Dad could have a room of his own, which made it easier.
Mm, yes.
So, well then, of course, he died then. He was 86 when he died.
Oh, good age.
I always say to him sometimes, or I think about it, what he used to say. He used to say something to me and I wanted my way. He said, all right, girl, you have your way, you'll live longest. I very often think of the sayings he had, you know.
Yes, I'm sure.
And when I read one of the old the books that I'm reading, some of those sayings come up in that. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yes. Memories.
Yes. But, I've worked hard all my life.
I'm sure, yes. When you were at school, was it just one class or were there two classes?
Two classes, infants and... No, three classes.
Oh.
And the mistress had one. Then we went up to the master's one.
Mm.
He was a nice man.
Was he?
I got on all right with him.
Mm. Can you remember his name?
Adams, I think it was.
Mm.
But I think they... I don't know who died first between them, but I think one of them died when I lived at West Shore.
All right.
I wasn't there all that long.
No.
And, of course, with the bombing and that, my husband was getting a bag of nerves. And when he knew that we could come here, his sister saw the rent people and they let us come over. So we've been here ever since.
And what other shops were there in the parade of shops? There was the hardware shop where you went cleaning.
There was a baker's shop, Richards. Because when I was at school, every day I had to go and get the bread up there, then come home and have a snack. And then I had a hot meal when I came home after school.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to work for my mum to her cleaning everything when I was 7 years old, oh, when we moved into the... There was a little, two little cottages next to the Hague.
Right.
Yew tree cottages.
Mm.
And there was just two up and two down. No sink, no gas, no electric. But eventually my mum got round to the landlord and had that. But with the sink, you had to have a bucket outside because the water wouldn't run away. And Dad had to build, have holes to empty the water into the garden. But it's nothing like that now.
No, no. You're very lucky. So there was the hardware shop and the bakers.
There was the bakers.
And the butchers.
And the butchers, Madge's. Where the butcher's is there used to be just a little butcher shop, because they had one at Bookham, and they used to come over about twice a week. And I had to go up and get the meat. And if they gave me the wrong meat, I had to take it back and get a change.
That happened to me as well.
And I think that was the big grocer's shop.
Oh.
Tommy West, his name was. Well, then when he sold it, and Yates took it on when I followed them there. And Tommy West had, I don't know what it is now, by the end of, next to the paper shop on the main road. Is there a shop there now?
There's the window places.
Yeah, the window place.
The window place.
It used to be, they even had a tea shop.
Oh.
Because I used to wait for my husband to come over. But he started with gardening when he first came from Durham. And we used to have a cup of tea there. And of course, then Yates is all finished, and they turned it into flats.
Mm. Mm.
Then of course they had all those other shops, what they call a little market next to the butchers.
Mm. Yes, I know.
And the hairdressers. Mm. There used to be a chemist there.
Oh, right.
You could take your prescription there, but they had to get it from Bookham and then come back again. I think that's about all.
Do you want to rest for a minute? I'll switch the machine off for a minute.
I worked for him too.
Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Mm.
And there was another old couple, Eshams. At first they used to live in the little cottages. Well, there used to be three cottages opposite the Hague.
Mm.
But I think they're all into one now, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, they lived on the end one.
Right.
And she used to clean the school and the chapel.
Right.
Well, when she couldn't do it, I used to do it for her.
Oh, right.
I know the chapel had an organ, and I used to play the organ.
Did you?
One finger.
Did you like music?
And
did you like music? Did you like music?
Yes. My dad got the band up.
Oh.
Effingham Band. We've been trying to find the photos, but we can't find them.
Find them afterwards.
They should be there somewhere.
Where she said.
The boys of Effingham then broke into the Working Man's Club, which is on the corner opposite the school.
Mm.
And they got the drums and that out. There was two small drums and a big drum. And of course they didn't know you got to wind them up to pull them to... And they didn't know that, and of course they busted them. Well, then there was a Miss Frost. She was very keen of getting the boys together. And she asked Dad if he could... Because Dad, Mum and Dad was caretakers of the Working Men's Club. And she asked him if he could pack them up and she'd send them up to London and get them all done. Yeah. Well, then, of course, Dad got the other people that was older than the schoolboys to learn the flute. It was a drum and flute band.
Oh, that's unusual.
And there used to be a room at the back of the Working Men's Club called the concert room. Had a stage there and if the harvest time, when the man who used to beat the drum, he was working, so I had to do that, but I couldn't carry the big drum. I had a small one, and I used to march in with the boys all round the room, going round the Well then, because my dad was a cripple, and he was deaf, and the boys made fun of him, and he gave it up. Mm. And another man, Mr. Street, he took it on. But I can't remember now why it sort of disappeared, you know.
Mm.
But I know one of them that used to be there, he went to Australia. And his father used to keep the forge.
Oh.
He had two sons. But Henry Woods, the father's name was.
Right.
But there's lots of little things that I don't remember.
It doesn't matter.
They come to me sometimes,
yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
it's too late.
So were you in...
But when the Reverend Bailey was there, he used to live at the... it was the vicarage. Of course, now the vicarage... Oh, sorry. The vicarage is down Effingham Common, isn't it?
Mm.
It ought to be in the village.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, that's what I think. Because they moved from there into the little cottage opposite the Forge House.
Mm.
A bungalow.
Mm.
And I know I had a dog and he used to take, well, it was my first dog I had. He used to take the local paper across the road and drop it on their step. And because my dad wouldn't let me have a dog at first.
Mm.
He was bitten 3 times.
Oh.
Mm. But when he come to live here with me, you couldn't keep a dog away from him.
Mm.
Mm. He'd sit up the garden, have a cup of tea and call the dog to get a drink. And, But I can understand him when being bit, you know.
Mm. Oh, yes.
He used to work at Stemps at Bookham.
Mm. What were they?
Boot repairers.
Oh.
Because the people in the lodge, now how can I explain that? It's just past the school, on the lower road, it's all flats now, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the people there, they were Catholics, and he had the Catholic church built, and he had the boys and learned the chip carving. And Dad had learned boot repairing. Well, then eventually he went to Bookham. And the man who had it then was a Mr. Ragg. And he gave Dad sixpence for his first days there. He was an apprentice, he shouldn't have had any money, but he gave him sixpence.
Oh, that was good.
Well, then eventually they wanted him to teach the daughter the trade. Well, he did. Then Dad got the sack.
Oh.
So he started on his own. And mind you, he used to work for nothing, really. And when the little heels come in, he wouldn't do it, he wouldn't lend them.
No.
He could. He said, you should wear flat heels. He said, your back will be bad in years to come. I've always worn flat heels, though. And I remember my mum taking me to Leatherhead to buy a new pair of shoes. And there was nothing that I liked. I had to have flat heels. And the man said, he said, your daughter is too fussy. And I turned around and I said, my dad knows what sort of shoes I wear. He's a boot repairer.
How did you get to Leatherhead? How did you get to Leatherhead?
We had to walk to Effingham Junction or Bookham Station and then walk up from the station back in there. But later years, I used to bike.
Oh, right.
I used to bike after I was married, for the 6 months I had lived away. I was carrying with Monica, and I used to bike from Epsom to Effingham to do mum's work for the day and a bit of cooking, and then bike home again.
Gosh, a long way.
But I used to bike a lot of things. Monica used to bike with me when we lived here. We used to bike to Redhill and ride it. Yes. Do you remember that?
Some of it.
Yeah, I used to love biking. And when my husband, before he had to gave up work, they were knocking down a flint wall. And he got a bit of flint in his eye and landed at Guildford Hospital.
Oh, dear.
And I used to bike every day to see him. And we arranged to get married in the November. And when he come home, I said, I'm not waiting any longer. So we got married the 1st of December.
Oh.
And because he was a Catholic. But he never asked me to change or anything.
So which church were you married in?
I had to promise that the girls would be Catholics, you know. But I don't think they bother too much these days now.
Don't know. So which church were you married in? Were you married in the Catholic Church?
Yes, at Epsom.
Right.
And they were both christened at Epsom. And my first grandson was christened down at Effingham.
Oh.
And he lives at Biddeford. Down North Devon.
Oh, long way away.
So I don't see him very often.
No.
And that was Janet, who lives in Leicester now. And he used to knock her about, left her when she was pregnant.
Oh, dear. Shall we have another little break? Let's have another break.
Oh, yes. The very big bellows, what they used. And I can remember, after I left school, the school children used to come and clamour all round to look into the forge to see the bellows going, you know, because it was one of the two-part gates, you know, the door, I mean. And they used to run back from school to see that. And it, was when Dad retired, when Mr. Woods retired, no one else took it on. So Dad gave them to the museum at Guildford. I often wonder whether they still got them there.
We'll find out and tell you. Yeah, we'll find out for you.
They're very big. Well, as far as I can remember, you know.
So was it only shoeing horses, or would he? Was it only shoeing horses, or was he making things on the in the blacksmith shop?
Was he?
Was it just shoeing horses in the blacksmith shop, or was he making the iron things as well?
Oh yes, they used to make the iron gates and all that sort of thing. Yes, he was a very clever man. And of course, I think his wife died. They used to live up Norwood Close. Dad, I was born opposite the Pleo. And then we moved to the next to the Hague. Then the Forge House and the cottage opposite, well, it's a bungalow, I think, opposite the church, was going to be auctioned. And Mum wanted to... I suppose it's still there. Like a square house. What do they call it? Chapel Hill.
Yeah, yes.
And she wanted that house, but somebody got it instead.
Oh.
And that was how we come to have Forge House.
Oh, right.
But then I was able to have my own bedroom and everything then.
Was that the first time?
We lived in a little cottage. The roof went right down to the floor. You couldn't get a proper bed in there.
No.
And my bed was on blocks of wood at the bottom, you know.
Yeah. So how...
They were the old flock mattresses. They used to get lumpy.
I think you've done really well, but I think you're a bit tired, aren't you?
The First War.
Mm.
And
Do you remember watching it? Did you watch it, the parade?
Well, I must have done, I think.
But you don't remember.
But, I wasn't in it at all.
No, no.
Oh, well, I don't think I was old enough then.
No.
But, his dad's the forge, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, we've seen that.
Yeah, they've seen that.
Yeah, that's this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, were you... Hang on, let's do this.
It started when we was in Epsom.
Oh, all right, yeah.
And then we come over here in 1940, I think. And then my husband died in 1943. And I've been here ever since. I know we had a big bonfire down where the new houses are built, up from the avenue. It was all fields there, because there was a footpath that came out of the Norwood Road. And someone fenced it up, and one of my neighbours went and cut the fence away. But there used to be a lovely big field there, and you could walk from there into High Barn Road.
All right. Did you like walking?
Then they had all those houses built. And it wasn't the same.
No.
See, lots of people had to live somewhere. they don't seem to have enough help.